A roadside bomb near Fallujah left 32-year-old Chad Simon with a severe brain injury that he never recovered from. 2 weeks ago, Simon's wife Regina fulfilled the wishes clearly spelled out in his living will and removed the feeding tube that was keeping him alive. Reverend Jeff Mantle of the Madison Church of Christ is a close family friend.
It's difficult to see a friend that is so strong and such a servant. He's always helping people fix their cars or paint their homes or just serve them in that way, and it's so difficult to see him lying there helpless.
But Mantle says the last 2 days were filled with more happiness than sorrow as friends gathered to say goodbye to Chad Simon.
It was a time of a lot of laughter, a lot of people telling stories about Chad. It was good to see Regina laugh. We were sleeping on the floor and on couches, anywhere somebody could find a place to sleep, and they were handing out blankets, and everybody wanted to be there for Regina and Chad, and then of course they were there all throughout the day yesterday until his passing.
Mantle says many of the men in Simon's Marine unit stopped by to visit him last week, but there was little talk of the war.
They know how committed he was to it, and nobody wanted to cheapen his sacrifice there by bringing anything up. He, to the very end, even while he was there, was grateful that he got an opportunity to serve.
A funeral service for Simon is scheduled for Monday morning in Madison. He is the 43rd Wisconsin casualty of the war in Iraq. The family has asked that any donations in Simon's memory go to the Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund, founded in 2004 to assist the families of wounded Marines. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.